Very good morning. This is Dwight Davis. Welcome to our Bird Notes for Valentine's Day. There is very little about St. Valentine that can be accepted as fact. For that matter, there appear to be more than one Valentine. Beyond that, apparently everything about St. Valentine and Valentine's Day and the hearts and flowers cards and the chocolates, all of that is invention. Not unlike the concocted traditions that have grown up around another obscure saint, Nicholas. But we'll not let that stop us from celebrating Valentine's Day with the birds today. Lovebirds come first to mind on this morning. Among the 300 or so species of parrots is a group of 9 species, all about 6 inches long, chunky and short-tailed, which we call lovebirds. The name actually is appropriate, at least from our human viewpoint. These birds pair off, sitting close together and nuzzling each other in a seemingly affectionate manner. Their behavior suggests to us a genuine display of affection, thus lovebirds. Even the scientific name acknowledges that. The genus name is Agapornis, from one of the Greek words for love, agape, and ornis, for bird. But there are other birds appropriate to this day. Geoffrey Chaucer's 699-line poem, The Parliament of Fowls, was written about 1385. It is in the form of what is called a dream vision, specifically for St. Valentine's Day. It centers on the myth that on this day the birds assemble before the goddess of nature to choose their mates. In the poem, Chaucer mentions birds that would suggest that he was familiar with falconry, with names like goshawk, falcon, sparrowhawk, and merlion. He would have known, for example, that the male merlion, or merlin, was called a jack, and the male gerfalcon was called a jerkin. His poem would match the tiercel, the name for the female falcon, with the male. And so, taking our cue from Chaucer and his Parliament of Fowls, we'll pair up some birds for Valentine's Day this morning, specifically those with different names for male and female. The list begins in the barnyard, where we find the goose and her gander, and the hen and the cock or rooster, and the duck and the drake. The graceful swans have different gender names, too, most often encountered in crossword puzzles these days. The female swan is the pen, the male, the cob. Lesser known are names applied to one species of shorebird. The names are of uncertain origin, but the male of this species of sandpiper is called the ruff, that's R-U-F-F, perhaps because of the ruff of feathers around the neck during breeding season. The female is called the reeve, R-E-E-V-E, an Old English term for a bailiff or an overseer, as in the Canterbury Tales. And so, on this Valentine's Day, let the cob go to the pen, the ruff to the reeve, and all will be lovebirds in the end.